Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Hey, welcome back. In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Chris Welsh, a.k.a. Bospanas. You can find me on Twitter, at IsItTheWelsh. I'm amazed there hasn't been a... I mean,
you know, your cousin was drafted last night, Thomas Welsh.
Thomas Welsh. Ooh, who did he go to?
I don't know where he went, but he did. His college was UCLA.
He didn't text me. So, oh, okay.
He did not text you. I'm surprised you didn't text him. You're not a hanger on.
No. I'm a name dropper, but not a hanger on her. That's for sure.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go see if he has more Twitter followers than you right now. That'd be interesting.
Probably does. I was gonna say I'm surprised we haven't had like a Bo Spawn-esque parody account, but that would mean we were popular, and we're not.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Yeah, Bo Spanas, a football-related thing that we got going on for sure. That is me, Bo Spanas, a.k.a. The Welsh. You can find me on Twitter, at IsItTheWelsh. That's Scott Bogman, the arch-nemesis of Swamp Thing. You can find him on Twitter, at Bogman Sports. So did you look?
I am on Twitter, yep.
Did you look?
I don't think he's on Twitter.
What's his name?
Smart kid, Thomas Welsh.
Thomas.
Nah, he's not on Twitter. So, got drafted by the Nuggets. Very white.
Very white. So, we got a lot in common.
Your cousin.
Wow, he is really white. Boy, yeah, but he's got blonde hair, though. He's, yeah.
I mean, he's almost clear.
He's weird looking.
That's how white he is.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's...
Like, he probably has to put on sunblock for the lights in the stadiums, so...
There's an author, Thomas Welsh, who has a novel.
Ah, okay. What is it about not being able to speak correctly and needing thesauruses?
Oh. You're eating L's now. You're not eating W's.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm eating L's better than eating suspensions.
That's true.
Much.
Well, we'll talk about that here in a minute. I am fascinated with this, and I deep apologies for what we're going to do, because this is going to be like classic radio stuff. And I know if you have turned on a radio, you've heard nothing but this on any radio station. If you've been watching SportsCenter, anywhere you... Well, I don't know if SportsCenter's going to play this. SportsCenter's not going to pub some other show, so definitely not. But you have probably heard about the Baker Mayfield and... I just forgot his name.
Colin Cowherd.
Colin Cowherd.
The worst.
Issue. Okay, there was a time, a very short period, where I didn't have an issue with Colin Cowherd. Like, I would listen to him on just, like, random days. I go through phases of radio.
Yeah, which, but you wouldn't really listen. You just put him on in the background, and that was that.
Yeah, well, you know what it was? Like, this is something I'm very big into, and I'm huge on this. Is
Luka Doncic's mother.
That and getting my lunch and sitting alone in my car around no other human being and listening to the radio. Very big on that. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Huge part of my life. Get the lunch, go in the car, sit in the car, and be away from people and listen to things. So that's a big part of my life. And I would listen to Colin Cowherd. There was a time where he was manageable to listen to. Ever since, it feels like they put him on TV, and then they had that really smart girl that was on with him that left because she's intelligent. Ever since that happened, he really started to turn Skip Bayless-like. Like, I'm just going to throw crap out into the wind, and I'm gonna get headlines.
He had the... You're talking about Michelle Beadle. So,
no, who was...
Well, he had that Sports Nation fan show, and that's really... Because I wasn't really
This is like a smoking hot...
radio person.
Oh, Christine Leahy.
Okay, I don't remember her.
Type that
but,
in. And,
I will. Me. All right, okay. Give me a second. Let me get my point out here. But like all Colin Cowherd would do would be say he would just say the contrarian thing. You know that's all he would ever say. And this goes back to his radio days. But I didn't really listen to him. And then whenever the fans would say something, like they'd have these polls and the fans would vote on stuff. And Cowherd, Coward would always say the opposite thing. And I was like, why are you doing this? Why are you just being a contrarian? And then he started to pick and, you know, choose and find something wrong with everybody. The only thing that I thought made Colin Cowherd look good ever was when he hung up on Jim Harbaugh. That was the only good thing he's ever done that I've heard ever. So
I don't remember. Oh, you know what? No, I do remember that.
Jim Harbaugh was acting like a crazy person.
He was acting like an a-hole.
I am.
Yeah, you're right about that. But something turned in him. Something turned, and I think it's ratings. I think your television, your show's broadcast, that element. He's really become unlistenable. His takes are the worst, and he's the unfortunate part of what we in society and media go through now, where, like, we may have 12 listeners, but the 12 listeners that sit here probably really like us. There are thousands, if not millions, of listeners that can't stand him but want to watch for it's the Howard Stern effect,
Howard Stern syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a Howard Stern. More people would listen to the show that hated him than even liked him. And that's what Colin Cowherd has become. So Colin Cowherd the other day or a while back had tweeted something about, you know, how horrible Baker Mayfield was, he'll never get drafted. And Baker pulled up that old tweet, little cold takes, you know, style, and was like, boom, it happened, buddy. So then Colin Cowherd has Baker Mayfield on his show, this huge studio where they're about 30 feet apart, by the way. It's super awkward if you've ever watched it. And Colin Cowherd pulls up a clip of Baker Mayfield in a game and starts to attempt to tell him to his face of what's wrong with him. And to your dismay, having to give credit to a Sooner, Bogman, Baker Mayfield just became the quarterback of the Browns. He just earned his stripes in this element. Do you have anything to say before I play the clip?
Well, I mean, look, you know, I cannot like Baker Mayfield because he's brash or cocky or whatever. But the one thing you can't say is that he's a bad teammate. And this is what Colin Cowherd attempts to do.
Yeah, so. That's exactly. So I'm going to play it here. And here's Colin Cowherd and Baker Mayfield.
And then I see this play right here. Now watch this, Baker. And you throw a touchdown. And instead of, now, I don't like this. I'm going to tell you right now. How come you're not, what? Where are you going? Where are you going over there?
Our band is over there. Our student section's right there. And then straight back to our sideline.
What about your teammates?
Did you watch the rest of the game?
I watched the whole game.
You did? So you saw me celebrate with my teammates like the 3 touchdowns before that too?
I don't like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. You pulled the one clip of me running right there to our fans and people that traveled well to that game, first of all. And then you didn't show the rest of the clip of me going to our sideline?
No. You have to go to the sideline. You're not going to go to a hospital. Well, where are you going to go after the touchdown? You're not going to go.
Well, you're acting like I just ran away from everybody.
Well, you did, but then you came back and circled to the sideline.
This is a 5-second clip of your showing me, and then I'm off the screen right there?
I'd like you to be with your teammates.
Watch the rest of the game. I was.
Oh, I know you went back to the sideline.
No. Go watch the other touchdowns. I got very excited on that one.
So you think my accusation that this isn't
the fact
that
I feel like you're going for the fact that I'm not a team guy. I'm selfish. Is that what you're shooting at right here? Or what?
It is a no. I don't think that. I think sometimes your judgment's just a tad off. And I think the NFL's a judgment league because the game is so fast. Mm-hmm. You have to make the windows get really, really tight and really, really small. You got to make decisions really, really fast. In college, you got that Orlando Brown guy. Got a little more time. I don't love that decision.
What is
I don't love
talking
it.
The celebration.
About?
Do you see what people do in the league now? Celebration wise.
Hip thrusting, not a fan. Not a big fan of hip thrusting. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like when Antonio Brown's doing that stuff. I'm not into it. You know what? Do you have your celebration?
I have nothing. I have nothing.
You're just going to give the ball to
apparently, I think I need to just run away.
Oh, mic drop. Mic drop on that rat face idiot. So sick of Colin Cowherd.
What the hell is he talking about when all your decision making and the windows are tighter and blah? That has nothing to do with decision making on the field. What are you talking about?
It's a moron.
So stupid.
By the way, Baker Mayfield also wearing an undraftable hoodie, which that's what what's his name? That's what Colin Cowherd called him. Undraftable.
He's an idiot, dude. Like, look, I have to sit here and praise Baker Mayfield. Number one, he roasted
super
Colin
unfortunate
Cowherd.
For you.
Amazing. Awesome. Number two, when he said, do you have any of your celebrations ready? He said, absolutely not, which is the thing to say.
Yep.
And number three, like, we all know what a clown Orlando Brown was at the combine, right? Like, he couldn't do – like there were – I believe there was a kicker or a wide receiver that did more reps on the bench press than Orlando Brown, a left tackle, did. And when they went to the pro day, Baker Mayfield was all over him. He was hyping him up, getting him excited to do his reps. He was pumping him up when he was doing his reps. Baker Mayfield didn't have to do any of that crap. They weren't really teammates anymore. You know, they were teammates at Oklahoma. The thing was at Oklahoma. But Baker Mayfield could have been, I'm looking out for myself. I'm trying to get drafted number one overall. I don't have time to mess with Orlando Brown. He was over there helping him out. So you can say all this stuff, and sure, if you want to say off the field or not between the lines, decision-making is off because he's been arrested. He's very brash. You know, he's waving his junk at people on the sideline and all that stuff. Like, you can say all of that, but between the lines and the windows closing and all that crap, this is the most accurate college football quarterback ever. As far as completion percentage goes.
It's absolute nonsense. Like I said, to me, this was such a wonderful test to see what this guy's made of, that he took the call, he went there, he faced him. Not only did he do it, he absolutely owned him for ridiculous, nonsensical bullcrap that you're trying to pull on him. He said it right in the first part of it. Obviously, Colin Cowherd's not going to back away. I loved it. And like, I'm not a huge – I don't hate Baker Mayfield. I don't love him, anything like that. From a fantasy perspective, we had talked about that. He might be number one. He might be number one on the quarterback rankings in a dynasty. And this just – it more solidified the love I have for this guy. And I think the understanding of how to approach all situations. And to pull that stuff of, like, oh, you ran away from your teammate, your decision-making – dude, he's a fiery dude. He's not Johnny Manziel. He doesn't go after a game and do blow off of a stripper's butt. He's just going to cheer and scream and wear an undraftable shirt.
Maybe they heard it and I was just too concentrated on stupid Colin Cowherd's face. But
it's such a rat face.
He went over to where the band was and where...
And where people traveled.
Like the people, they went to Ohio State from Oklahoma. You know what I mean? Like, those people traveled. He's over there trying to give them in there. And if you want to make fun of him and say that he did something disrespectful, how about him taking the Oklahoma flag and planting it at the 50-yard line after the game?
Like, yeah, that's decision making.
You know, and that's still fine to me, by the way. Like, you just won at Ohio State. You're never coming back there. So, you know, plant the flag, man. Be brash. You just beat them. And they were ranked one or two at that time. So that was huge. You know, it was a huge, huge win for them. So, be excited about doing stuff and involve everybody. So I would say more he tried to get other people involved in being excited about this team. And if there's anything that Cleveland needs, it's that.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you, I think it's going to be one of the more irrational things that's going to get excitement about Baker Mayfield. Like, I love seeing it. Like, this is the guy the Browns have never had. And Colin Cowherd brings it out. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I just like seeing Colin Cowherd be stepped on and eat mud. Like, that makes me really happy. On the opposite end, though. Really ridiculous a lot of quarterback news on someone that is taking L's and eating L's and doing all the other things that they're whatever other terms are. Jameis Winston suspended for or was going
groping
to be suspended.
L's.
Yeah, groping L's. Suspended for 3 games, or that's the expectation that he's going to. He's 100% going to appeal it. Probably gets brought down to 2 because there were no charges that were gone. He's going to be suspended for a number of games this year. You think it's 1. I think it's 2. The number set at 3. Talk about opposite end of proper decision making. Jameis Winston, as much as he has this leader voice, has really gone in an opposite direction. But now clouds. There is kind of this ominous cloud above him for fantasy this year, where I think we talked about it briefly on Full 60 Fantasy Football over at Fantrax, where I don't see the spot where he's draftable. Like, small leagues, you're not taking him. You're not going to take him in big leagues. Maybe super flex, maybe, but at the same time, I don't know, man. 2 quarterbacks, you're missing games. I got a problem with it. I got a problem with him in general this year now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think about quarterbacks just in general, they're dropping like a stone, especially in your standard leagues where it's 12 man and, you know, it's not a super flex. It's only one quarterback league. Like, almost no one is taking two quarterbacks. Like, some people are going to stash a guy like Lamar Jackson just to see if he has that kind of gigantic upside. You know what I mean? But most people are sticking to one quarterback. And not only are they sticking to one quarterback, but they're waiting super late to take that guy. So, you know, when he was in this group of, yeah, maybe you take some upside with him and Goff and Mahomes and Mariota and Prescott and Alex Smith, you're taking all those dudes ahead of him. Let me ask you this. Winston or Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
Winston or Trubisky?
I mean,
I'll take Trubisky.
I'll take Trubisky too.
No 3-game suspension for him.
Yeah, I mean, if you take Jameis, here's my problem. If you take Jameis Winston, you're losing the games. Who are you taking? I guess if you want to get into an argument,
Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, here's the one good thing.
What league are you talking about? What format? Because I could see him as a backup.
I was talking about 12 man. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't think he's draftable in 12 man.
No, he's not.
In any way.
Well, let's expand it to 16 man, right? So everybody has to get two, you know.
Maybe
you got to take him over some of these guys, but I mean, are you going to take him over Eli Manning?
Well, I don't think you have to take him over. I think Jameis Winston's draftability is as a backup to another kind of back end guy. You know what I'm saying? Like you take a guy at 14. I'm trying to think of who quarterback 14 is right now.
Jared Goff.
Is it really? Jared Goff.
Yeah, Jared.
Okay,
Goff.
You
yeah.
take Jared Goff and you back him up with Jameis Winston because you, what do you care about the suspension? That's the scenario where I'm doing it. That's where I get down.
Yeah, and I mean it's this type of thing is bigger than just this season too, because there could be ramifications down the line for him, and you know,
ooh, there's dynasty. Also dynasty. Jameis Winston thing. Or Baker Mayfield.
I think Baker.
Oh, baby. I might be a Paul. All right. Don't go anywhere. We got more fantasy football to talk. We might have to talk a little bit more about this. I've got an article on post-hype sleepers for running backs I want to talk about. Bogman's got one as well. Whole bunch of fantasy football coming up, so don't go anywhere. It's In This League. Bogman Welsh. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. All right, we're back. In This League, if you didn't get that from the rejoin, ITL boys, Spogman of the Welsh, Bo Spanas, and arch nemesis of Swamp Thing. Ooh, Bo Spanas still get you, huh? Like it.
I just wasn't expecting it. So
little Bo Spanas, we've been requested. Someone would like a comic book version of Bo Spanas versus Bogman, arch nemesis, a Swamp Thing. I don't know what.
That oh no! Though. See, we would have to. I think Marvel would option this, wouldn't they?
So here's how it probably goes: Bo Spanas, which is me, versus Bogman, which is, you know, Bogman, arch nemesis, Swamp Thing. We are going at each other. Then Swamp Thing comes in and is your arch nemesis, and he's starting up a bunch of business, and then you and I have to team up exactly to both get Swamp Thing. And then I probably turn at you at the end of the movie in the post credit scene.
Oh, I see.
Something like that.
I get it. So, and then, when does issue one of both of these come out?
I don't know. And I envision I'm like wearing the Spawn suit, but I have Bo Jackson's head and arms that are part of the suit.
Right.
And then Us Weekly is the cover of the front.
It's got weird now. So
yeah,
we need to make what is a fat guy Spawn? That's what
the clown, the clown in Spawn.
The clown in Spawn. Well,
John Leguizamo.
Just creepy.
You know, John Leguizamo, played that.
He was something in Spawn. I can't remember.
He was
what
a clown.
Was he the clown?
Yeah, he was a clown, and John Leguizamo was the I don't remember his name because I was so locked in to the HBO series of Spawn and the comic books. I don't remember the clown's name, though. But when I remember hearing that he was cast, and I was like, what? John Leguizamo? He's like 90 pounds. And he's in that big fat suit, and he's the only redeemable part about that movie.
I don't remember most of that movie, so that's probably good
for you.
Good for you, bud.
Good for you. Martin Sheen, also in it.
Martin Sheen. Okay. All right. Bad guy. Martin Sheen was in it. God, I can't remember anything in this movie.
You don't remember any of it? Like, it's about
I remember
acting.
Like he's in hell at the end.
Yeah, like, well, like he, you know, he dies, he goes to hell, Malfesto or whatever turns him into the Spawn warrior, and then he comes back and he's out for revenge on all the people that killed him, and the clown dude is like trying to give him advice, and there's this other guy. There's like a video game of Spawn.
So this is embarrassing. I owned the Spawn soundtrack. I have you beat though,
but go ahead.
I bet you if you look up the Spawn soundtrack, not that bad.
Do you still have it?
No. I don't have any CDs.
Let's see. What was on it? Wow, you can get it on Amazon, by the way.
Oh my God, why would you?
You have, what are the track names here? Let's see. Wow, it's expensive on Amazon. Oh, I know why you own it.
Maybe I should sell it.
Crystal Method. Filter and Crystal Method did that song, Trip Like I Do. Can't You?
Yeah,
God, I love that song.
Like I do.
Can't you trip like I do?
Yeah, Marilyn Manson was on there.
Yep.
Korn was on there.
Yeah, Korn. Stabbing Westward. Oh, my God. You remember Stabbing Westward?
Yeah.
Torn Apart.
See?
This soundtrack.
It's good.
Is awesome. Prodigy and Tom Morello, One Man Army, Incubus.
Yeah, Korn.
Slayer.
They're all on there. I'm telling you,
this is
great.
The greatest movie soundtrack of all time. Oh, my God. Henry Rollins, Silverchair, Metallica.
Yeah.
They had
see,
a DJ
good,
Spooky and Metallica remix version of For Whom the Bell Tolls. Moby and Butthole Surfers.
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
This is a banger.
I told you.
Do you still have it somewhere?
No, I don't
Find
have
it.
Any of my CDs anymore.
Oh, my God. I want it. I want to buy this right now. It is way too expensive, though. Like, I'll just listen to it on YouTube. But I don't remember where we were going with that.
We were talking about football, Bo Spawn us. And
no, but I had something, but I lost something. The soundtrack completely.
You said you were going to beat me, and I'm assuming that was with another embarrassing soundtrack.
Oh, it was. You just reminded me. The most embarrassing soundtrack I owned was Bones. It was the Snoop Dogg movie Bones.
I don't even remember that movie.
Dude, it's the worst movie that's ever been made. It was.
I mean, I remember Spawn, and I own the soundtrack. But
type in Bones Snoop Dogg, and look at the picture of it. It's like Snoop Dogg as like a vampire. What is the synopsis? Is a legendary protector and patron of his thriving neighborhood.
God.
Cool, handsome, and respected. But Bones is the benevolent caretaker of his people until he's betrayed by those closest to him. Fast forward 20 years, crime and drugs have crumbled the neighborhood, and Jimmy Bones has become the charismatic emblem of better times. But his spirit is about to make a comeback.
My God. That sounds like a top 10 terrible movie. I'm trying to find.
You want to know the other fun fact?
I typed it into Rotten Tomatoes, but Bones the Show comes out.
21%.
I'm like 82%. Oh, 21%.
21%.
Okay.
That soundtrack was the one that sparked my conversation with Charles Barkley, because I worked at a Circuit City. And Charles Barkley, I worked in the CD section, pulls up this album, and you know, however Barkley goes, he's like, is this album worth anything? And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, you know, 16-year-old white kid. And I'm like, let me tell you about Bones.
Let me tell you about Bones.
And I'm like,
soundtrack.
If you like Snoop Dogg, this is the album for you. So I single-handedly got Charles Barkley to purchase the Bones soundtrack. Just putting that out there.
What a salesman.
Nothing
you
like
should have
told
him about the Spawn soundtrack.
I wish I had. I'd be like, yo, Barkley, Prodigy, Butthole Surfers, Metallica,
Marilyn
everything.
Manson in the Sneaker Pimps.
I want to listen to that entire
Soul
album
Coughing.
Tonight. I'm going to listen to that entire album tonight. That album is a did you know they're talking about remaking Spawn?
Well, they should.
Guess who the lead is going to be?
You know what? Hold on.
Take a guess.
Dave Chappelle, because he's ripped now.
He'd be a good one. No, one more guess.
Vin Diesel.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx? Okay. Mm. All right. Mm. Look, it'll be entertaining if Jamie Foxx is in it. I mean, Any Given Sunday, terrible movie, but it's awesome
not
because
Jamie
Foxx is
in it. It's not meant to be funny, though. It's not meant to be funny, though. Spawn is not funny.
No, it's not.
Spawn is like the dude, like, died.
Well, you got to take both Spawn us seriously, is what you're
yes,
saying.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. All right, before the break, we asked this question. Who do you want at quarterback in Dynasty? And it naturally kind of happened because we talked about Colin Cowherd, that idiot, with Baker Mayfield. You just looked at the results, didn't you?
Wow.
Yep. And then we talked about Jameis Winston groping, not W's, L's. And in a natural conversation about Winston, I just decided, like, who do you want in Dynasty? Baker Mayfield or Jameis Winston? And Bogman's reaction tells the story. Currently, 90% want Baker Mayfield in Dynasty. That seems wildly high than I expected.
I mean, this is because of the suspension. So, but I mean, it's Dynasty. Only three games, and you said Dynasty. So I just think that, okay, well, you look at accuracy, and it's definitely going to be Baker. I mean, whenever he takes over, he may not even play this year.
Let's compare real quick. You want to pull up Baker's numbers? I'll pull up W's numbers.
College numbers.
No,
sure.
I know, but just to take a little look. It's not going to be a fair – I mean, do we want to pull up Jameis Winston college numbers?
Nah.
Okay. Well, Winston last year in 13 games – I'll bet you Baker played 13 games – 3,500 yards, 63 completion percentage, 19 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and rushing yards would be 135.
What was his completion percentage?
63%.
All right, Baker's has never been under 64. Remember, he started at Texas Tech. So he played 1 year at Texas Tech, 64.1 there. He only played 8 games. And then he transferred, had to sit out 2014. 2015, 68.1, 70.9, 70.5. Last year he had 4,627 yards and 43 touchdowns.
How many pass attempts?
Let's see, 404.
442 for Jameis. So, I get it. Obviously, you don't compare.
They were
the
down.
Two.
They were down like every game Tampa Bay was. So.
Yeah, well, and that was only in 13 games, 442.
Right.
That he played in. It's not an easy comparison.
Baker played 14, so.
But the thing to take a look at is I think Baker is a real deal guy. He is set up. And this is a fact. No Browns quarterback in the last 20 years has been set up with the talent around him like Baker Mayfield has. Not one of the 400 quarterbacks they've brought in has ever had the same talent around like Baker Mayfield does. Plus, he's an accurate quarterback. I think the guy is in a prime position to succeed. And to be honest with you, I don't hate these poll results. I think they are a bit skewed. It's now moved to 87%. The numbers are still low. So
you still have Jameis' numbers pulled up?
I do.
People think he's a scrambler, and he's not. How many yards
not
rushing?
At all.
Give me his.
Do you want his career?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Three years, 500 total yards rushing in 3 years combined.
What's his highest year?
213 in his rookie year when he was 21 years old.
Okay, now Baker had 311, but you got to remember that sacks count for negative yards in college. So he had 311 rushing yards, 177 the year before that, 405. And he also had 5 rushing touchdowns last year, 6 the year before that, 7 the year before that. He had 21 rushing touchdowns, Baker Mayfield has. So he caught one last year.
If they were both they both played 16 games, is Baker Mayfield the better fantasy quarterback? Even in his rookie year than Jameis Winston?
Man, that's tough to say. I think I would definitely go Baker, you know, for the career moving down. Just because we've seen a couple of years out of Jameis and, like, he's a league average quarterback right now. So I would say I would have to put my money on Baker just for the upside.
I think I'd go Baker, too, because here's the deal. Neither of these guys, I fully view as like a 12 team dynasty quarterback that you're taking. Now, the interesting thing, we just did a dynasty mock draft, and this was right before that news came down when we had recorded it, that I was kind of like, I was like, what's going on? Jameis Winston, he's 23 years old. He had not gone, and I think we had 10 quarterbacks off the board. I think I would be more likely in a dynasty, even call it a 16-team dynasty. I would rather take Baker at like 12 and then take a Drew Brees behind him. Drew Brees for this year and then Baker Mayfield, because Drew went undrafted, I think, or right at the end of the draft. I would rather go that route and trust in Baker Mayfield long-term than take a Jameis Winston and then maybe like an Eli Manning. And maybe that's off and we're not giving enough credit because he is a talented quarterback. But I think I'm a little bit off of it, and I think this is a fascinating dynasty question.
We might not be giving Winston enough credit, too,
because
he's only a year older than Baker.
And he's got 3 years of experience in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. But there's also off-the-field stuff with Jameis, you know what I mean? Like, and this was a weird thing where the NFL found out that Ronald Darby, who corroborated the story with Jameis Winston in this case— and in the other case that he had in college, the real bad one, he corroborated both of those, and he wasn't even in the Uber when this supposedly happened. So
I mean, at least Jameis Winston didn't blame it on Kendall Wright or anything. But
no, Kendall Wright was not involved.
Yeah, I mean, at least we kept it to like, you know, the accurate people.
Should have listened to CC and gotten himself a fall guy.
Should have got a fall guy. Chris Carter knew what he was talking about. That might be the greatest moment, by the way, in like all of the symposiums for rookies. And, you know, like, here's how you manage your money. Here's how you act in the NFL. And Chris Carter gets up there. He's like, y'all got to have a fall guy. You got to have for all the dumb crap that you're going to do, for all the mistakes and the horrible things, you got to have somebody.
It's kind of like if you're going to have all these idiots and pay for them to do everything, at least have them take the blame when you screw up. That's how they earn their keep.
If you were a quarterback, how many friends would you just disown? Like, I would just like, why would you?
You think Peyton Manning has any friends? Papa John is his only friend. So.
But they're not even friends anymore.
He sold all of his stuff because Papa John couldn't shut his mouth about taxes and Obama and stuff.
Somehow Peyton Manning had the wherewithal to sell all his Papa John stores in stock and whatever about a week before all that crap came down.
But the last Super Bowl afterwards that Peyton won, he definitely gave Papa John a hug and a kiss. After
Can you imagine if your only friends were Eli Manning and Archie Manning? That's it. That's all he's got. Maybe that's why we don't see him.
And you used to be friends with Papa John and you're not anymore. That's a bad existence, friend.
All his friends are gone. No, I do agree with you because I don't want to get killed on it. Like, I don't think we're setting the greatest table and we're not being as fair as we could be.
And this
Jameis
is the
Winston.
Worst time to ask about Jameis Winston.
But that's why I kind of wanted to ask it, though.
Yeah, you know.
Because that's how trades go, though. In a dynasty, people are in on this now. You know, if you're playing best ball, I actually think Jameis Winston might be a really slick best ball option because he's going to fall further than he ever did. And you can take him, you know, like Fantrax or best ball leagues. We're doing like the 20, you know, 20 rounds or whatever. He's going to fall and you can just snatch him up when the rest of you've taken a whole bunch of running backs and wide receivers and maybe one quarterback. And now you're getting to pair a guy like that. I'm not going to take Baker Mayfield or jump on Baker Mayfield in best ball, but dynasty, the trades are happening now. Stuff is going down now. This is an opportunity to jump on.
I'm looking at Winston's numbers in college. His freshman year, and remember he redshirted. So his redshirt freshman year, he threw for 4,057 yards and 40 touchdowns and only 10 picks. And his accuracy was 66.9%. And then the next year, he played 13 games. He was down in yards, down in completion percentage, not much, 3907 and 65.3, but 25 touchdowns and 18 picks his second year to the 10 the year before. So not that good that second season.
No, it's not that great. So is Jameis a buy opportunity right now? Do you feel that? I mean, I'm in agreement here. Long-term dynasty, I'm doing a refresh one. I think I am Team Baker here. I think Baker can be successful kind of at all facets of the game.
You know, what's funny is I'm looking at current ADP, and because I was looking at ranks before, Winston 19, Mayfield 20.
Wow, really?
For this year.
I mean, yeah. We're right there. And like I'm not trying to make it out like I like Mayfield because of what, like, I'm not trying to crap on Winston.
You could give
in
up Trubisky
reference.
And get Winston in your keeper league. Would you do it?
I think I might. That's a close one. I might take that risk.
I think,
but
I
it's
just
really
think
close. I mean, I like
it, it is.
We like Trubisky, kind of.
Yeah, and here's what I would say is I'd say I would take Trubisky because what we've seen from Winston so far is league average. You know what I mean? It's
but
it's
how much higher
good.
Are you going to see Trubisky though?
Well, that's what I'm saying is that we don't know. I would rather see him under Matt Nagy for a year and take the risk than trade for a guy I know right now is average.
I see what you're going with. I think I'm still leaning Winston on that one.
Because you
really
would take
close
Mahomes over everybody, and we haven't seen anything from him.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, don't go anywhere. We got some articles to talk about, more fantasy football, plus this debate. It's in this league. We'll be back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Puck it, chug it. In this league.
Football. All night.
That's right.
All day.
Yeah, whatever. Anytime. We're on demand. That's the whole point. We are on demand over here at In This League. Hey, if you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports, but you're sick of dealing with professionals using algorithms and all that bull crap with all the stuff and the algorithms and the smart people things.
I hate them.
Well, and they're doing it and they're selecting hundreds of lineups and the entries, and you just want to put your fist through the computer. Well, guess what? Try the Props Builder tool at mybookie.ag. Forget having to create multiple lineups. Ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches and avoid experts winning 90% of the money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. And if you sign up for a new account using the promo code FNTSY, you can elect an option to receive a 50% deposit bonus with a rollover requirement. No more dealing with late lineup scratches, no experts to compete against, just you and the prop that you choose. Go to mybookie.ag, enter promo code FNTSY upon sign up, and choose your matchups using the Props Builder tool. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY. I would have got the prop bet wrong had I thought of this question of Jameis Winston versus Baker Mayfield in Dynasty earlier. But it's an interesting question you said right before the break with Mitch Trubisky versus Jameis Winston, because I would go Winston in Dynasty over Trubisky, because I still think Winston at 23 years old has a whole lot of upside compared to like a guy like Mitch Trubisky, even though Nagy, with that offense, could do some wonders.
Right.
It's just Baker is a little bit different for me.
And who's going to be coaching the Bucs next year? You know, it's not going to be Dirk Cutter. I think he's line to get the ugly axe and get on out of town. But I went to Fantasy Pros and I looked up the Fantasy Football Dynasty rankings for this year. And I checked out quarterback, and you're going to be very surprised. Obviously, these are not updated for Winston. And to be honest, maybe they don't change with Winston. With his suspension, because it's just three games over the long haul, right?
Yeah, in the long
haul. How high do you think Winston is in Dynasty rankings?
I bet he's pretty high. I honestly do. That's why, like, I was shocked when we were at, like, 10 in Dynasty in our mock draft. See, I was going to say 6, so.
So it's Rodgers, Wentz, Wilson, Watson, Newton, Luck is still at 6, and then Winston.
Who's behind him?
Jared Goff, Marcus Mariota, Matt Stafford, Jimmy Garoppolo, Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. Who have I not said here? The Welsh.
It's kind of hard to agree or disagree.
Matt
with
Ryan, Drew Brees, Mitch Trubisky, Philip Rivers, and then at 20, Baker Mayfield.
Wow, really?
Or, I'm 20? Sorry, 21. 21 Baker Mayfield. And then Rosen is at 23. Lamar Jackson's at 24.
Really?
Yeah. And then Josh Allen's down here at 30.
Wait,
so.
I'm sorry. Give me real quick, like, two in front of Baker Mayfield, because maybe that's not necessarily wrong.
Two in front are Rivers and Trubisky.
Well, Rivers is wrong in Dynasty. I'm taking Baker. I'm taking Baker over Trubisky, though, too. Is that wrong?
No. Well,
I mean, based on what I've been saying here, it's not.
To be honest, you can flip-flop those guys. It doesn't make any difference. But Mahomes is at 14 here, and we haven't seen him play a snap either. Trubisky we've seen play, but not with this new coach. And Baker Mayfield, who we haven't seen down here, is at 21. I was just kind of surprised by the separation, especially with our poll results.
Dude, yeah, you're 100% on it. 83% right now are taking Baker Mayfield over Jameis Winston. And you look at the results of what you just laid out. Those guys are 13 spots apart as a quarterback in Dynasty. What that tells you is Baker Mayfield is not a draftable player in Dynasty, and Jameis Winston is. Yet we are polling people right now. To your point, it is on the heels of the suspension, and Baker Mayfield did absolutely make Colin Cowherd his father. So you get all those things. But I don't think does a suspension swing Baker Mayfield to an 83% win over Jameis Winston?
Absolutely not. I mean, not overall, not from these rankings. I mean, look, you know, for me, I might put Mayfield up there anyway, but I don't think that it would make a gap of these experts putting Winston at 7. You know, it wouldn't make that. I mean, because there's a couple guys here like Derek Carr's at 16. You would put Mayfield over Carr, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And but again, Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, and Rivers are all old. You put him over those guys.
Yeah, and
that closes the gap. Brady's in there. Maybe that closes the gap. So, but that gets us to like still 5 spots of separation. You'd still have guys like Cousins, Prescott, Garoppolo, Matt Stafford, and Mariota, and Goff still ahead of Mayfield.
Yeah, so. and I prefaced it before to say that I do think ranks get well. In Dynasty, ranks can get really messy. We kind of talked about this on Full 60.
Yes.
That ranks get really messy because if you look
Winston's
at Baker,
as high as 6, as low as 12. Sorry to interrupt. And then Baker is as high as 13 and as low as 30. So Baker Mayfield's highest is not Winston's lowest among Fantasy Pros Dynasty experts.
And you look at those ranks and you see a 13-spot difference between them. I just think that's a messy conversation because, like we said before, I could see myself going Brady over Jameis Winston in a win now perspective, and then majorly targeting
Mayfield.
Exactly taking Baker Mayfield a little bit later and reaching up on him. Like I that is a strategy I probably implore in Dynasty because I want to win now when I play Dynasty stuff. So I'm less likely to take a guy like Winston. He has the age. He's got the skill set. I'm not crapping on that whatsoever, but it is out of this world to see the poll.
I mean, we're almost at 100 votes already, and it's still Baker Mayfield in a landslide.
Landslide. It's not even close. We do polls like this for the base. We do it for this show. We do it for the baseball show. I don't remember a beating that has happened like this in any of our polls. 82%.
Shocked. I'm shocked.
But I mean, it's I don't know. Maybe people are considering their dynasty teams. It's wild to me. I'm
curious
what your
take. Do you think this changes? So let's say that Winston gets his appeal heard and he goes down to 2 games.
Yeah.
Does this change this entire poll?
I don't think so. I get a really hard time believing that this amount of people are considering this.
How about he sues just like Zeke did and, you know, the judge rules that the suspension can't take place until this is all worked out just like we had with Zeke, and he gets those 3 games back to start. He may still have to serve them at some point, but for now, he gets those games back.
I think there's a 10 to 15% that's being attached to this based on the suspension. So that's why I told you if Baker won this 55% or 60%, I think it'd be pretty square. Well, Baker now had actually moved a little bit. Baker at 79% tells me that is, I mean, it's obvious, by the way, but, you know, internet people and just clicky click. 79% is a much more higher place that I'm comfortable being like, this is a consensus of Baker Mayfield over Jameis Winston in Dynasty. That is an overall feeling. I don't know when push comes to shove people are actually doing it, but I have a hard time believing that people are looking at a 2 or 3 game suspension and demolishing his value, Jameis Winston's value, because of a stupid suspension. It's got to be an overall systematic issue with him.
It's the fear of more suspensions and more bad decision making. Like I think that has to be what it is, right?
It's got to be. It's totally
got to be. Or is it because Baker is the shiny toy? We've never seen what he can do on a field.
Well, dude,
you know,
yeah,
I mean, that always plays into
you see Baker Mayfield into one game with the Browns, and this vote might change drastically.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. I'm trying to see where Winston finished last year, but this isn't going to be any good because I can't see an average of what he had. So
yeah, it's fun. I'm curious your takes. You can go and comment on it. Is it the Welsh? And that's the Twitter handle. Look for the poll. Put some comments up there. I'm curious. Start a conversation. If it's interesting enough, we'll even bring it to the ITL Fantasy Football podcast that is coming up here. Because actually, what's so interesting about this is we just did the Dynasty mock. We have a Dynasty episode that's coming up this coming Friday where we're going to be talking about ranks, differences, and this is the perfect thing to go in there. So feel free to drop comments and maybe you will make the episode. Bogman, we got a couple interesting articles that we both want to hit. You've got a really interesting one that actually has another quarterback that kind of belongs in this conversation that is in this. But what is the article title and what's the setup of it?
The article title is 11 undervalued players that are undervalued for fantasy football.
Where is this from?
This season. It's from Fantasy Pros. It's a combination of Ryan Noonan from the Fantasy Fix, Mike Taglieri from Fantasy Pros, and the other guy is Mauricio Gutierrez from Estadio Fantasy. So,
from what? Estadio?
Estadio Fantasy.
Oh, you said that very
Estadio.
Nice. By the way, Baker, it's moving a little bit, 77%. Jameis Winston fans.
Yeah, maybe it'll even out, but if, geez.
I don't think it'll even out enough, but we're getting there. All right, so there is a quarterback that's going to show up on here. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the, what is it, the 11 surprising?
11 undervalued.
Okay. How do you want to do it? Like, do you want to list it from 11? Let's go 11 to 1, and let's talk about this article on Fantasy Pros. Who are, let's talk about 11 and 10. Who are they?
Marcus Mariota. Well, they're more by position. So
okay. The
two quarterbacks here are Marcus Mariota, Mitch Trubisky, actually three quarterbacks, and Philip Rivers. So it's Mariota who's going around 21, Trubisky is going around 26, and Philip Rivers is going around 15.
Okay, so it's really hard to argue that those guys aren't the undervalued type of players. I agree. I essentially agree.
I think you'd have to – are they undervalued, though? Because you'd have to get them in the top 12. But let's think of it that way, right? So – the top 12 right now, as according to ADP, are Rodgers, Watson, Brady, Wilson, Newton, Wentz, Breeze is 7, 8 is Cousins, Garoppolo, Matt Stafford, Roethlisberger, and Goff. That's your top 12.
Boy, Roethlisberger at 11 is wild. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is why people wait on quarterbacks, you know.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger's thrown 5,000 yards before, but he's also been very injury prone.
Yeah, no doubt.
So,
okay, so that's your top 10. 12.
Yeah, on the outs are Luck, Matt Ryan, Philip Rivers at 15, like we mentioned, Patrick Mahomes. But then Mariota is kind of buried here behind Prescott, Carr, Winston, which will probably change. Dude, Baker is going ahead of him. I'm looking at ADP. I'm back on these dynasty ranks. No, I'm looking at ADP, and Baker is going ahead of Marcus Mariota. That's ridiculous.
What? I got to tell you something. I was about to phrase this
question.
So many
people hate Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
That's how high Baker Mayfield is going.
I was about to say this. if we pose the question, which of those quote-unquote undervalued quarterbacks from this Fantasy Pros article could make it into the top 12, I think Rivers would be the popular option. I would be comfortable going with Mariota. And so, he's going behind Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, you know what? Like, Rivers could easily make this, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why I said I think the majority is going to say Philip Rivers. I think Marcus Mariota, if from an undervalued standpoint of those three, he's the guy. I think he has the potential to be a top 12 quarterback.
21 is ridiculous.
That
I think
is
if,
crazy.
I mean, he's going behind Baker, and obviously Winston will drop. So maybe we should say he's going 20 instead of 21, but he would still be, you know, move Baker Mayfield to 19. Why is Baker Mayfield going ahead of Tyrod Taylor? You know what? Whole article's wrong. Tyrod Taylor at 22, that is your most disrespected. You know who's even more disrespected than that, the Welsh?
Who?
Alex Smith is at 23, and he was quarterback 4 last year. Quarterback 4.
And, boy, I didn't...
He's 22. He's behind Baker Mayfield. He's not going to start.
I was reading a whole thing, too.
Wilson, Cam Newton, Brady, and Alex Smith.
I was reading this whole thing, too. I'm terrified to have this conversation about the changes that Sammy Watkins is going to have in this offense.
Oh, baby, I am terrified. But Sammy Watkins plays for Kansas City, and that's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Oh, so. I was thinking, yeah, you were right. But still, I am.
Alex Smith started throwing the ball deep last year because of Matt Nagy, and that is why we like Trubisky, is because Matt Nagy said, hey, look, Alex, just sling it. Just start throwing it deep, and he started throwing it deep, and he had his best year ever. You would think that when he had success in Kansas City, he's not going to go to Washington and be like, you know what? I'll start throwing short passes again. He just added the deep ball to his arsenal. He's the most accurate deep ball passer in the NFL last season. Why wouldn't he start throwing the ball deeper? So while these guys are underrated, I think we just found a couple other guys that are more underrated than those dudes.
Okay, but of those three that show up on the list, I mean, are you with me that, I know I'm asking a tough question because Rivers is, by proxy, he's the
one
because he's at 15. You're not. You don't think Marcus Mariota could make a pretty big jump this year?
I sure he could, and I like the weapons, you know.
But you're not with it. You're not part of that life.
I'm not. So, like, the guy with the biggest jump, because you and I agree that Rivers probably shouldn't even been in this, right?
Yeah, totally. It's weird. They totally kind of curtailed themselves by doing that because it's like, well, yeah, guys, this is the dude.
I would say Trubisky because he's added weapons. Marcus Mariota hasn't really added anything. They added Deion Lewis. You know, that was the big addition of the offseason. They still have Delanie Walker. They got Corey Davis for a second year. Rashard Matthews is still there, and Taywan Taylor is still there. So, you know, there's been a couple little rumblings about Dez Bryant possibly to Tennessee, but that's all we've heard so far. I would say that Trubisky, with new weapons in a new offense and a new offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy, that would be the guy for my biggest jump.
Do you think Trubisky could be a top 12 quarterback or Mariota?
I would put Trubisky ahead of Mariota.
Really?
I would. I mean, look, Mariota had a great rookie season. He took a big step back last year. So, you know, maybe this year, his third year, you know, he'll work it out. But he's got, you know, we're talking about another offensive coordinator. And we've seen guys ruined by having too many offensive coordinators. So, I mean, Roethlisberger went through that for a while. They were churning out offensive coordinators.
Alex Smith went through that.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've seen this hamper quarterback development. And, you know, I guess I shouldn't say that about Trubisky, but Matt Nagy took Alex Smith, a 33-year-old quarterback, and made him the best deep ball passer in the NFL when he was known as a short passing dude, and he never threw the ball deep before last year.
Yeah, it's a great.
So
it's
what can he do with a non-molded ball of clay?
It's a great point. I mean, I'd love to have the conversation more of Mariota versus Trubisky. It's a good one. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the others, which I think we have got 8 more of the undervalued players according to Fantasy Pros. And then in hour 2, I've got a whole list of some sleeper running backs. A good article from Pro Football Focus that we're going to talk about. and much more. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League. Bogman, the Welsh. We coming back.